Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
And we're back. Another edition, hot off the presses, the Almost Famous OGs with my OG lady friend, Trista Sutter.
Hi.
Nay, Ren.
Hi, good morning. It's
good
early.
Good morning to you. It's early for you guys. It's kind of late here. I'm already at 11 o'clock. You guys are at 8 a.m. Out there, or 9 a.m. for you.
Yes, and it's our fall break, so I'm trying to get as much sleep as possible these days, and Yeah, waking up today was, I was like, wait, why am I doing this?
why did we decide to do this in the crack of dawn? Oh my gosh.
Why did I text everybody and say, do you want to do a podcast?
You know what though? I'm excited that you did, because this is some behind the scenes action that I think people are starving for. So I'm excited that we get to show it to them.
Yeah, we're going to talk about exciting.
Gary. Are you watching Gary? I mean, are you watching the show?
I am. Yeah.
Is it everything you wanted it to be this season? You know, bringing some of the, a little more of the mature crowd to the, because I know we talked about it at the beginning of the season. I was super excited about it because I thought it was like the right thing to do. People who weren't motivated by an Instagram, you know, account selling tooth whitening strips like I'm wearing right now. get them at TristaSutterNayRen.com. Because I don't sell anything, because I don't know how. But anyway, yeah, I feel like it's one of those things that, like, this was a promising start, you know? And
yeah,
I've been watching some of it here and there, and there's been some drama moments. There's a few that are stirring up the sauce and drinking the Kool-Aid that I'm sure the producers are still putting in front of them. So we got that.
For sure.
But it's not like seasons past, right? There's still a very sincere, not that there hasn't always been a sincere lead, but there's a guy there that is just about as pure as the driven snow, right? I mean, I love Gary.
So wholesome. Yes, I love this season. I mean, we've had a lot going on, so I haven't been able to watch with, like, my friends are getting together in Denver on Thursday nights to watch, and I just so happen to be in Vail packing up this week, and so I got to get together with my pickleball friends because I was, of course, on the pickleball date. So yes, I being able to meet Gary and the ladies, you know, however long ago that was when we filmed, a month or two, it definitely, like, I want to know, like, what's going on kind of behind the scenes of what I didn't get to see in person. But I love the show. I really truly feel like it is just, like you said, sincere and mature and authentic, and he is just so freaking wholesome. And I knew that the country would, like, root for him and get behind him, or at least I hoped. And I think that's what's happening. I mean, from what I understand, the ratings have been awesome. And
that's so cool. I was wondering that. Right? I didn't know.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know the numbers for sure, but I know that, people have been more so than recent past seasons getting behind the show and watching. So, I was like, you know what? Should we talk about kind of what I saw and what happened? Because as you know, as all of us who have been watching the show for a while know, or be part of the show, so much of the show ends up on the cutting room floor, especially this season, because they're, I think it's only an hour. Was it an hour, hour and a half? I can't remember if it was.
I think it was an hour. Okay. I mean, I didn't see the whole thing. I haven't made it through an entire episode yet. Not due to not wanting to. It's just that I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old who
I was just going
to
say
absolutely refused to let me watch TV.
Daddy duties. Yeah. Uh-huh. I get it. So because it's only an hour, they have to cut out so much. And I showed up and, oh my gosh, it was just so much fun walking into the mansion, knowing that they had no idea that I was there. And from what the producers had said, every single one of them, maybe not every single one of them, but whenever they were asked to, who their favorite bachelorette was or who they watched or, you know, that kind of stuff. It was, it was me and
of course, the season that we were on. Yes, you're the queen.
Well, I think it's just because this demographic, like, I mean, I have a lot of older women, especially followers, who I feel like watched the show back when we were on. And it was kind of their intro into the show. They kind of, like we've said in the past, they don't necessarily relate as much to the 20-somethings and 30-somethings. So, you know, they followed it way back when. So to walk into the house and, like, have them get so excited to see me,
I thought it was like a fan event. It was like a Trista fan event, right? You walk in there like, my God.
It was so cute.
Except Gary.
right?
Gary's like, so are you a producer? Or what are you?
Yeah, I know. No, are you on the social media team? So April and Faith had no idea who I was. They were like, I don't think they watched the show. So I had to explain to them what, you know, my story was. But we actually talked for quite a while. I want to say I was there for like 20 minutes, some at least. And they asked me questions and I got to kind of hear what had happened with the dates and at least the most recent dates. And really just get to know them a little bit, which was so much fun. I really love all of them. I had no idea that there was any drama at all going on between Kathy and Teresa. And
Zip it.
What was that? Like, I was like, gosh, I wasn't really a fan of that.
No, I wasn't either. You can't be, you know, I'm sure she's lovely, but you can't, you know, you can't be doing that to someone of your own age. I mean, I don't even do that to my kids.
So. Yeah. No, and honestly, I don't feel like Teresa, there was no ill intent. Mm-mm. She was just sharing her experience and not saying anything about like, well, I've got this connection and you don't. I think it was just Kathy taking it personally. But the fact of the matter is, she signed up for a show where he was dating multiple other women. Like, I don't know. I kind of felt like that's silly. And Teresa is so incredibly sweet. Like,
I was going to say, you probably have a couple favorites, don't you, from being there and meeting them?
I did. I loved Nancy. I did not see what happened to her foot. Did you see what happened to her foot?
No, I didn't see that.
So she left. I loved Nancy. I love Susan. She is just so sweet and so supportive of the other women. I love Faith. She really, like, they did not show her really at all on the pickle date, I felt like. But I felt like she really went for it. And she had never played before, which I loved. And then Sandra, maybe. She had two knee replacements and she was like our VIP that day for the pickleball date. She really went for it too. Played really hard and played really, really well. And had so much fun with it. And I love her sense of humor. She's actually really, really funny. And then the best part kind of that day. Well, and also I love Leslie. She was on the one-on-one, so she wasn't on the date that I was on, but she was, you know, on the couch when we were talking. And I just love her. She seems so youthful. Even though she's 64, she seems so youthful and wanting to stay out of the drama. Like, you know, she was just so supportive and kind when I walked in and just seemed so happy to be there. And really enjoying getting to know Gary. So and then
did you take it easy on him? I feel like you took it easy on him because you're pretty athletic and I can see you play. You know, you could have gotten in there and whooped up on him.
I thought that I was gonna play, but me and Joey were kind of their coaches, so we were like helping them learn the game.
Oh, I was under the impression that you played probably off camera and they just didn't show it. And that's what I was thinking.
So while we were waiting for something to happen, I was like, I want to play. And Gary was like, let's play. So Gary and I started playing and then we ended up playing two of the producers. They joined in and me and Gary crushed them.
Nice.
I'll just say that.
Yeah. You wouldn't see that on the show, but trust me, it happened.
Trust me. It happened.
I knew you'd be good at that sport.
It's so much fun. I'm actually playing in an hour with my friends. So anyway, one thing that did not get shown was a conversation that Gary and I had. And we were just, and I might have talked about this on another podcast, but after the tournament and we're all just kind of hanging out, they ordered lunch for us. We're like just sitting off camera. I think people were with us, like producers were with us. And then it was just he and I, and I sat next to him and just said, "So how's it going? Like, are things happening? Are you interested in these ladies? Is it working for you?" And she's like, he's like, "It's working." And he's like, "I'm just having a hard time figuring out, you know, what to do." Because I think as we see in the previews, he is having a hard time choosing between at least two people. You know, I don't know if he's falling in love with two people, but he's definitely developing feelings for more than one person.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
I was wondering if I thought you were going to say something else right now. I honestly...
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say that he was having guilt. Like, we've never had someone in this position. I don't really care about the age, who was in love and their spouse passed away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the love of their life that passed away. We've never had that before. And so in my mind, I thought that's where you were going. I got like the chills, like thinking about it when you were talking, because I was thinking, oh, my heart goes out to him, because I wondered if that would be something he would experience. I'm actually glad that he's not, because there's obviously nothing he can do, you know, to bring back the past. So from that perspective, I'm glad he's not experiencing those emotions, but I thought that's where you were going.
I wonder if he is, though. I mean, he hasn't shared on camera during the show, but he has said, like, Joan was somebody who left, who I loved, and I was really sad, like, after watching the show, that she left before I got there, because I really think they had great chemistry, and I loved their relationship, and I thought she was drop-dead gorgeous. Anyway, and she seemed like she had it all together and her priorities and everything. They talked about it. They talked about, you know, how it's been hard. Like, people say that you should go on after a year, like wait a year and it should be better after a year. And they both were like, yeah, no, that didn't really work for me after a year. So I wonder too, if there is some guilt. I know that he's got like a heart of gold. Like every single rose ceremony, he gets teary because it's so hard for him to say goodbye to somebody and, like, you know, kind of crush that relationship and say, you're not like, I feel like he's feeling like he's telling them that they're not good enough, when to me and you, we know the reason that you say goodbye is because you just have to invest more time into the relationships where you're actually vibing and
It's clicking. Yeah. You have to go in that direction.
Yes.
But you know, but I actually, and I'm sure you probably do too, I relate a little bit to that. Cause I remember thinking, I mean, it was devastating to me when when I had to not give flowers to someone who was just a lovely person. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I remember thinking I would labor over it, and, you know, the producers were really good at making you feel like it was okay. And, you know, that they're going to be fine. But then you watch the show and they're like in the limo bawling, and, you know, you don't know that the producers are poking the bear. You don't think about it at the time to get him the crap.
Yeah.
But I remember really having those feelings too. And I'm sure for him, especially, you know, being more mature and having gone through a lot more relationally than I had at that point, he's probably seeing it like you're saying, like he's letting someone go and, you know, it's going to be, you know, just horrible for them, you know?
Yeah.
So I get it.
Oh, I totally do too. I mean, that first rose ceremony for me, I was crying. I was like, this is so hard to say goodbye to people. And it's not like they're not great people. Like, it's just that they might not be the right person for me. So anyway, we were sitting there and he was just sharing that he was having, you know, feelings for multiple people, and or like more than one person, I should say, because I don't know what that number is. And I was just like, can I give you some advice? Like what people told me, and I cannot remember who gave me this advice. I don't know if it was my mom or what, but just that you need to find someone, instead of finding someone that you can live with, find someone that you can't live without. And the producers, after I got home, they were like, by the way, he has been using your advice throughout the rest of the show. And I thought, oh, they're totally not going to even talk about the fact that I, you know, kind of gave him that advice. But he did say, you know, Trista gave me that. I'm like, oh, yay.
That's so cool.
This conversation. Because it was like an off-camera moment, you know, that I thought, there's no way they're going to use it, because they don't have the footage to, like,
of you telling
use it on
it.
The show.
Yeah.
But so I'm so glad that it helped him in some way to be able to make that choice. Because if he really is, and it seems like he is really, really having a difficult time deciding when it gets down to it. Yeah. If that helped him at all, that makes me happy. So,
well, yeah. Here you are 20 years later, still putting your stamp on the franchise.
Oh.
Still affecting the outcome. I love it. Well, you know what? I think that's awesome. I love getting a little behind the scenes on this because it is a fascinating season. I mean, I hate to admit this, but you and I have talked about this before. I checked out for a couple seasons here and there. I mean,
yeah.
You know, your life gets so crazy busy. This is one that I haven't seen every episode in its entirety, but yeah. I'm interested and I'm paying attention
totally.
And I'm in it. And, you know, there's a couple ladies in there that I'm like, oh man, I hope she's in the final four, you know, or whatever, just because you want them to feel, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's terrible to say this, but I see my mom and so many of these ladies like,
that's not terrible. Know, that's just reality. Yeah.
I mean, my dad passed away. My mom's lonely. And it's like,
yeah.
I watch this show and my heart goes out to them because I know how that feels.
Yeah.
Not only from personal experience, but really from watching my mom and what she's been going through the last couple of years. And
yeah,
it's so awesome. The show came along at just a really great time, I think, for everyone to have like a feel good.
I know.
You know,
I
thing to invest in, you know?
Well, and also, so to your point, Joan was in the car when she was saying goodbye, like, you know, her like exit interview or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, when you get older, it's really hard because people kind of ignore you. Like you aren't as important to people when you're older. And that broke my heart. I'm like, it's so sad how this country treats older people, you know, because
yeah.
I think she's right. And I think that, I just love that so many people are getting behind these older, more mature people who have had so much life experience, and they deserve love so much. Maybe not more than anybody, because I think everyone deserves love, but I truly feel like they deserve to find it again if they've been lucky to experience it.
I agree with you. I think, you know, especially now that you have time to invest, I not that you don't now, but like I think about my life right now and all we can do is draw parallels to our personal experiences. So I hope I don't come up narcissistic, making it about me, but I think about how busy I am with work and the kids and I want to be, you know, I still want to make my wife have fun and go out to, you know, dinners and have dates, but it's like that becomes a thing that you don't always have the time for, right? Because you're so busy with everything else. And now these people are at this stage in their life where that's all they have time for, but they don't have the opportunities. And so it's really awesome that they've got this group of people there that now here's an opportunity. And granted, it's going to be, you know, a weird, surreal experience. You're going to be doing stuff you wouldn't normally do on a date, but how awesome to have this at this stage in your life when you can really appreciate it. I mean, I may have taken some stuff for granted back when I was the bachelor, you know, I mean, I'm sure I did now when I look back on it. I mean, I guess I always thought I'd be, you know, going into volcanoes in a chopper, just having, you know, a random conversation, you know, you do it. You're like, oh yeah, I'm going to be on the top of a igloo in Alaska, top of an iceberg. But it's like, you know, now these people are going through it and they're like, whoa, if they're so mind blown over stuff that is just really, you know, I just think it's really nice to see the appreciation and the gratitude, to borrow a word from Trista Sutter Nayren.
Oh.
But, you know, you're always really big on gratitude. And I think that, being able to see the gratitude that they have for being a part of it. And there hasn't been any exits that I can remember on the show on this season where it's been like, whatever, Gary, you know, you don't deserve all of this. There hasn't been any of that. It's been
everyone's sad.
Genuine sadness, you know, because he's such a great guy. Sure. They cast the hell out of this show, I think. They did a great job.
Oh, the casting people did such a phenomenal job. I mean, honestly, I just love all of them. I really wish that I could connect with them more. I really want them to have a big reunion with like everybody, every single person.
I know. I do too.
I don't know. I
think it starts here. I think we should start having some interviews from, you know, the OGs should be interviewing some of the cast offs, you know, because they know us.
They, well, you know what? It's funny that you say that. We are OGs, but they are OGs of their season.
They're OGs for real. This is an original. Yep, I agree.
We need to have, you're so right, we need to have them come on our show because they are technically OGs.
Not that Ben and Ashley are a couple whippersnappers who don't deserve some good interviews, because they do. And we love them. They are the namesake of our podcast. But I think, you know, we may relate a little differently to the people at this point, you know, that are on these seasons. And, you know, not really, but I guess we can still fit. We'll
pretend. Yeah, right.
But we can definitely come from a different place. So, guys, anyway, if anyone's listening, we'd love to have you on the show. Make sure you call us. Let us know that you want to be on the OG edition. And we'll be happy to have you.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
I loved seeing Joey too. He is awesome. I'm really excited for his season. And the ladies loved him. I'll tell you that much.
He's a good looking dude. I get it.
It was just such a day. It was a freaking scorcher, I will say. It was so hot that I can't.
Do they have paramedics on standby? Do they have,
I'm sure. Of
hydrating fluids available?
They also had like tents and like a mister thing that was like spraying. Like,
that's smart. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true, right? You gotta be smart about it.
It was a scorcher, but it was worth it. It was just so much fun. So I just want to thank the Bachelor producers and the execs for having me back, because as I've said on here, I kind of felt like I was never getting asked back. And I'm like, what have I done wrong? I have done something wrong. I never get to go back on the show and to actually go back to the mansion and connect with them was just really sweet. So thank you to the producers for thinking of me. It was great.
And hey guys, her co-host has never been asked back either. And we all understand why. We get it. So, hey, I do have this. I want to tell you something really great that just happened recently. So it's Halloween season, right?
Yeah.
And my kids are huge into Halloween. My son Grayson, who's 4, he's got like 16 costumes for this particular Halloween, thing. Costumes. And we went to this little area right near my town called South Lyon. And they have a library there, where the South Lyon Public Library. And they do this big parade through the woods, and you can collect all these candies and toys and stuff. And I'm just, you know how I am. I just move about my way just sort of without a clue, just standard, I don't really think about too much. Blessing and a curse for me.
Yeah.
So I'm walking through the library, I'm carrying my 2-year-old Blake and strolling through, and these ladies are standing there, and I was like, oh, they're gonna say something about The Bachelor probably. And they're like, aren't you Almost Famous OGs? I go, what? And they're like, we listen to every episode. We love you and Trista so much. I'm like, well, this is great. So then I'm like, let's take some pictures, But it was so funny because normally it's The Bachelor stuff, right? Or whatever. It was Almost Famous OGs is what they led with. We listen to Almost Famous OGs every episode. I'm like, that's so great.
Handle it. Oh my gosh. I love that.
We have arrived. We have arrived, Trista.
We have arrived. Oh, that is amazing. Oh, I love that. Shout out to those women. I don't know your names, but thank you for listening.
The South Lyon Library Halloween ladies. Hello.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
It's funny because I feel like I need to also talk about, and maybe I shouldn't, but...
I bet you, I'm just going to guess on something. I bet you it had something to do with the fake fall, the ankle twist.
No, the ankle twist actually, which is funny because I was told by the producers that I didn't know that it was happening in the moment, but afterwards they were like, just so you know, she totally faked this. And she said you that last night on the episode.
Yeah, she totally did. And she winked.
She totally
cute.
Said it. But I thought I hadn't seen it happen. All I saw was her laying down after it happened. And so I was like, I was trying to console her. I didn't know that they were going to make this like a big thing. So I was literally in there like holding her up kind of so she was kind of sitting weird. And so I was holding her up. And of course they were like, let Gary get in there. And I'm like, oh,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
I mean, that's funny. That's actually really funny. That's like the old school movies. You'd watch the old school movies, like even in Back to the Future, like, ah, the fake faint, I was like, oh my gosh. And it's like, just a way to get the attention of the man you are fancying, as they say.
Exactly. No, she totally went for it. And I love her personality. April is hysterical. And she actually is totally a girl's girl, like was completely supportive of everyone too. But yeah, I feel like she's kind of in there a little bit for like, she'll do anything, you know, obviously. Right. She'll just, right. she'll fall. She'll fake a fall just so she can get time with Gary. So,
Trista, guess what? Not to say that I'm not paying 100% attention, because I am. But I'm sitting here talking to you, and all of a sudden my phone vibrates. I look, and it's Jack French.
Jack!
From our season of The Bachelorette.
What? That's crazy. And you know what? Actually, now that you're saying that, Brooke Pemberton just reached out to Ryan yesterday and just kind of was like, I hope everything's okay. Our dog is going through a hard time, and it's just been a rough little patch for us with Ryan, you know, obviously trying to stay healthy. And
well, he posted something the other day that was so just so Ryan, just so genuine and sincere, letting people, and he's not, as we both know, he's not, you know, Mr. Here I am, you know, take a look at me ever. And so for him to share, you know, some stuff like that. And I read it, and I was like, I looked at it and read the whole thing. And I was like, you know, I was watching what people posted and stuff. And I'm like, I'm just going to let him know I read it, because I don't think Ryan needs me to be like, you know, call me, man. But I think it's really cool that Brooke called. I mean, Brooke reached out. It's been a long time since those two have connected, I'm sure. So that's awesome. I think that's really
cool. Isn't that sweet? I was like, oh, that's really sweet, Brooke. So if you're listening, thank you for reaching out. That was great.
Thank you, Cowboy Brooke.
Very kind.
Thanks for sharing. I think, you know, for me, that was a reason to tune in, was to see you on the show, and, you know, definitely make sure that, you know, I got to see you make your cameo. Much deserved. We need more of that.
Oh.
I think Trista needs to be back on every episode. Let's do it.
I don't know I can do every. Although, if they do a Golden Bachelorette,
you have to be.
Okay. Yeah. Sign me up. I am there. I would.
You should be co-hosting that and be like the one that's in the, you know, in the deliberation room when you know, Jesse goes in and checks on the bachelorette.
Yeah.
You should be out there talking to the guys. Like, guys, I mean, this is
really
serious.
I'll just go and be their friend. I just want to go and be their friend and be like, okay, what's going on? Like,
that's where they might need to bring me in, actually, on that one, right? Like, they might need to bring me in and be like, dude, you really should dance a jig and tell this guy that you do Taibo, and you'll relate to everyone. That's what I did. And look at me. I'm still here 20 years later. It's so weird.
Oh my gosh. I also wanted to say, I heard Wells do an interview and he was talking about how he is dying for them to do a Golden Bachelor in Paradise, which I am.
Oh my God. That's a great idea.
All about, like, great if they, idea. They have to do a Golden Bachelorette. They just have to. And if they do, I really hope that Joan is the Golden Bachelorette. She's the one who left for her daughter. And I mean, there's multiple other people that could be, but I think she was, since she had to leave and she didn't get the full experience, I would love for her to be. And then if they have a Golden Bachelor in Paradise, like, maybe it's not in Mexico, because they don't want these, you know, older personalities dying of heat. Maybe it's, know, I don't know, Colorado.
Detroit's nice. Detroit's nice in the fall. You know, the two former people from the show that don't live anywhere near Tinseltown. Come see us for this season. Oh, that's funny.
But I would love that. I would love to see more of this, because I just root for these people. I like nothing else.
I think it makes perfect sense. I think it makes perfect sense. They will, with ratings going up. I mean, one thing that ABC and all the powers that be, one thing they're really good at is, you know, catching lightning in a bottle and knowing it. So I think that they'll probably run with this. I'm hoping they will anyway. So I just hope that the guys come on. If they do a Golden Bachelorette, I hope that the guys they cast are as good as the women that they cast for this season for Gary. Because, like I said, like you and I both just said, the casting crew did a great job on this. And, you know, if they can find some guys like that who don't come in trying to be like, you know, a 70-year-old Fabio, I think it'll be, you know, great. Because no offense to Fabio, but you know what I'm saying.
Fresh.
I think Fabio might be 70.
Totally. Okay. Amazing.
But thanks, y'all, for listening to Almost Famous, the OGs. Trista, thank you for showcasing your charm and your empathy on the show. Made it a better episode for me.
Thank you.
Great to see you on the big screen.
Thank you. It was so fun. Thank you for having me again to the producers. I'm sorry I don't have a lot of like dramatic tea, but it was just like really, it was just a fun show to be part of. So
awesome.
Thanks for the chat, Bab. All right. Bab. I just called you Bab. Bab.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Trista. Well, hey, let me do our new sign off.
Oh.
She's been Trista Wren, nay Sutter. Wait, Trista Sutter, nay Wren.
Wait, what am I talking? I'm so confused.
We're saying goodbye.
I know, so but I say, what do you mean?
She's been Trista Sutter, nay Wren. And you say,
oh, and he's been Bob.
Bob Genny. Yay! There. We started this last episode. I thought we were going to carry it on. Sorry,
I'm
my bad.
Sorry, my brain is all over everywhere.
All right, so. go pack up some boxes and... You know, get things moving. But tell the family I said hi and I love them. And I can't wait to talk to you next time.
Yes. Hopefully we'll get to interview one of the Golden Bachelor OGs.
That would be awesome.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula, to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.